Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
If this doesn't line things up, I don't know what could. Even the angels who are watching this one are going to get a kick out of being reminded. Now, this is an opportunity. God is setting up a situation here to be an evangelistic opportunity for the Philistines. Okay, let's see how he did it. And tell me after this, God doesn't have a really good sense of humor. Now, the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Remember they took the Ark? Oh, this thing's powerful. I mean, they're thinking like Indiana Jones, you know. This thing's powerful. Let's get that thing. Then we can win any war. So they get it, and then verse 2, the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it to the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. That was their god. It was a fish god, anyway. When the Ashdodites arose early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. So God did that, obviously. So they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Let's prop our little god up here. We got to help him get up. But when they arose early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord again, right? And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off on the threshold. So now he didn't just fall over. Now he's like, parts are broken off. It says only the trunk of Dagon was left to him. Okay, you're supposed to be laughing, you know? Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor all who enter Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. Now, the hand of the Lord was heavy on the Ashdodites. Okay, he's causing them to suffer, right? He's causing them to suffer. And he ravaged them and smote them with tumors, both Ashdod and his territories. Now, what's funny about it is that word tumors. I could describe it in the Hebrew, but I'll just tell you what it is in English. These are hemorrhoids. God gave him hemorrhoids. When the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The Ark of the God of Israel must not remain with us." I mean, you know, we can't just go around with hemorrhoids all the time. "For his hand is severe on us and on Dagon our God." So what have they recognized through the suffering? That the God of Israel, that's God. And Dagon, he's not God. See, this was an evangelistic opportunity. Through the suffering. So they sent and gathered all the lords of the Philistines to them and said, "What shall we do with the Ark of God of Israel?" They said, "We got to get this thing out of here." Okay. So anyway, verse 9, "After they had brought it around, the hand of the Lord was against the city with very great confusion, and he smote the men of the city, both young and old, so that hemorrhoids broke out on them." Okay. So they sent the Ark of God to Ekron and so forth. Okay. So, that's to show them, hey, this is the one true God. You need to get right with God. Suffering as an evangelistic opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.